Welcome to another round of Boardroom or Miro Board. Today we talk retrospectives with Agile coach Maria. Let's go. First question. You've spent 2 hours in a team retro, but the only input you've heard is Dave's. Boardroom or Miro Board?
Boardroom. In Miro, Dave can't hog the space because everyone can add thoughts anonymously, online, at the same time.
Correct. Next. You need the team to act on feedback fast, so you turn all those retro notes into Jira tasks instantly.
Miro all the way. And I can assign those tasks to teammates.
You're nailing this. Now, you see hundreds of sticky notes from the retro. A real mess. But you organize them into 5 themes in just seconds.
Miro, I basically get back an entire hour when I use its AI tools for clustering.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people running actually enjoyable and actionable retros in Miro. Get your first 3 boards free at Miro.com. That's M-I-R-O.com.
I was just telling you about that study at UC Irvine. It's called 90 Plus, right? They found out that when you're over 9, or even when you're aging, alcohol helps you live longer.
Shut the
up. Easy. I don't know if you can say that.
Yo, could this be the latest open ever in Impulsive History?
Oh yeah, we were just talking.
We're not gonna keep all that?
I don't know.
We should intro the show. Why not? It's fun.
Well, which part?
All of it.
No, just guys, come on.
Why?
I think we could do better.
No, because the audience loves to hear the stuff that we always cut out. They always say, like, this is the raw, real you when you guys think you're just talking. We want that.
Well, too bad. I'm going to start it right where you just started talking about how we cut out stuff.
Apple. Only on Apple. Maverick Club. Only on Maverick Club.
Yeah, if you want to see the stuff we talk about, you can get it at the Maverick Club. Hey, welcome back to Impulsive, the number one podcast in the world. Yeah. All right. Fuck yeah, man.
We are, by the way. We definitely are.
Yeah, we had a pigeon. We had a pigeon on the show, and Mike Tyson.
I don't know what
facing
I was
a handful
for
of shrooms. Mike Tyson petting a pigeon while on mushrooms.
We have peaked.
This is what it looked like. Picture me as Mike Tyson. Here.
Yeah, no, it was great.
We've peaked. And like, how do you beat that?
We put his joint, his half smoked joint on the M for Mike Tyson. You can see it right here. Like, I don't know where we can go from here. I guess we'll just keep doing shows and see what happens. But yeah, it's safe to say. What are you doing this for? The episode will be out.
Why does it have to have
quotes? Because it's the 28th.
Okay. Yeah, we're predating all these eps.
What gets done to beat Mike Tyson stroking a pigeon on mushrooms? Not the pigeon wasn't on mushrooms.
We could just get him other things to stroke.
Sit the next couple of plays.
I'll be over here.
No, I'm just kidding. Like, yo, but what, like, people always ask, what's your dream guest?
That's one of them for sure.
Mike Tyson.
You know what? I had a cousin from Chicago. I'm not even kidding. Like, do you know he's here from Chicago?
That's
of this.
The only reason he's here.
That's the
Mike
only
Tyson.
Reason he is here.
Want to know what's funny?
The Assyrian Harry Potter?
Yeah, he didn't make us look too good. He goes never again.
You could probably say what you were going to say now.
People always ask me, what's your dream guest? For him, it was Mike Tyson. For me, a little bit more of an unknown guy. Wanted to create energy from salt. And I'm sure there's a whole write up. My dream guest, T. Geegan.
Mm. Mike. I got sick news for you,
What?
I have sick news for you.
What?
Teague Egan is here in the studio today. I swear to God. Yeah, he's the guest on the show. Guys, Teague Egan is the founder and CEO of EnergyX, a company on the mission to power the future. He wants to be the president in 2036 and is doing his best to ensure you live past 100 years old. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Teague Egan.
Yes.
Up, boys.
I love when the guests rub their nuts on my back.
It's bound to happen when they come from that way. 150? So my producer writes things, and then I just say them.
Your website, bro.
You don't even know your own website.
All right, Teague, I'll hit my website. All right.
Headphones on, if you'd like. Do you want to wear them?
Sure.
Also, have you done podcasts before?
Not live.
Directly
like
into the mic. Suck
like
that mic like it's...
Wow.
I don't feel like I have to finish that statement.
Yo, Teague, welcome to Impulsive.
Thank you.
Yeah, we're glad to have you. You guys might recognize Teague from my Instagram post where I gave away, Teague gave away 2 Teslas. We did an Instagram giveaway. All you had to do, and it's still live, by the way, for the next 2 days.
We're going to give away one right now.
You have a winner?
Well, we're going to pick one right now.
I didn't talk to him about this, my bad.
Pick? Yes. Legally,
fuck.
Isn't it supposed to be random? Your hand selecting?
No, here's what we're doing.
Sounds like favoritism.
Here's what we're doing.
All right.
We need 9 little pieces of paper, like 10, with 0, 1, 2, 3 to 9. We're going to pull it out of a hat.
I have to be okay. completely fair. Like, he told me about this yesterday. I probably should have executed on some of this. Yeah. I didn't.
You don't do anything.
We'll make it happen. It's going to be sick. I have the list. There's like 30,000 people.
We're choosing one winner right now.
So it'll be 5. Yeah, yeah. We're choosing one winner right now.
Wow. 30,000 people entered?
About, yeah.
I thought more would enter Teague. I'm going to be honest with you.
You need to post the YouTube video to get more people to enter.
No, I don't.
People need to know how this happened.
It's crazy.
It is crazy.
It's crazy. It is crazy. Okay, so you guys knew each other.
Because a lot of people are asking me, like, how much did you pay? And I'm right. like, well.
Yeah, I had some people reach out to me and say, yo, sick brand deal, right? You, this is great. Energy, giving away Teslas, promoting the future. This is and you made money. I said, pause. I actually paid. I paid for this to happen.
Yeah.
Because of Pokemon.
Because of Pokemon.
Mike said, yo, my boy Teague has this Pokemon collection. And, you know, he might want to sell it. You know, you're on this Pokemon kick. Do you want to meet up with him? I said, sure. Because I've been really into buying ungraded binders. Binders that kids hadn't touched in 20 years, right? Like, I made these Pokemon videos, and I'm sure some people are like, oh, I remember having this binder of first edition cards. And there was a lot of those people. I flew out. Probably like 10 people to check out their ungraded binders. I bought some. I didn't buy some. Some had great returns. Some didn't. But you came with, I think, 3 complete first edition sets.
Yeah.
On some wild shit. Like seriously.
How did my collection compare to the other people you flew in?
It was the second best.
The second best.
Cool. Only because the one that I ended up purchasing was... No, it was the one. It was the one. It was... It's like on some holy grail shit, like some real holy grail shit. But yours was eclectic. You had a first edition gray stamp Charizard.
Yeah. Two of those.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And depending on what
still have one if anybody wants to buy it.
Oh, you haven't sold it yet?
I haven't sold it yet.
Okay, smart. No,
well,
save
you've seen the prices lately, right?
Save it.
Yeah.
Seriously. That the shit is gonna pop. And I dropped them off at PSA to get graded, and I'm hoping there's gonna be a good return on the Pokemon cards. But I'll just say I bought the cards. This was the deal. I bought the cards for, I think it was $115,000. And T will come on Impulsive and talk about how he's going to make me live till 150 and all the great things he's doing.
We'll talk about that.
Yeah, for the future of humanity, because someone's got to do it. Next Elon Musk.
Got some crazy
to my right.
shit for you on that.
Good. And then we did this Tesla giveaway. Mm-hmm. But he had to buy the Teslas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that was the final. It was a 4-hour deal.
You're supposed to put out a YouTube too to promote it, but you know, we'll see.
No, wait.
I talked to him about this.
I thought it was optional.
I don't know if it was optional. But it was a handshake. If you want to do it, do it.
Wait,
it was,
you
it
saying a, you guys had a handshake was, deal?
No.
The whole deal was a handshake deal.
Could you can't be slipping a Logan Paul YouTube vlog into the deal?
No, but that wasn't
like. Well, we recorded the whole negotiation, and then we went to the Tesla dealership and test drove these, and like got footage, and then.
Well, just because we recorded it doesn't mean. I told you this. Like, I don't know. Well, it's hard. It's hard. You know, I'm.
People deserve to see it.
It was it's very interesting. It was probably the most frustrating negotiation I've ever had to do in my life.
10 hours long.
Yeah, he started at $300,000.
I sat there in the beginning because I was like, you know, I brought the kid to the table.
The cool thing is you're going to sell the one Charizard gray stamp for $300,000.
I don't know if I will, dude. It's going to come back like a 7 maybe. You know?
We'll see.
Oh, is it?
It's not great condition. Sick. But it's sick. It's a gray stamp.
But there's another first edition Charizard.
Yeah, that might come back.
That was also like a, that's good.
It's a good deal. And moreover, why I was like, okay, when I told you this, like, bro, typically a sponsored post on my Instagram is like, it's a hefty amount of money, but I liked the fact that we were giving Teslas and your company.
We're gonna change somebody's. We're gonna change two people's lives.
And you're telling me one of them is gonna happen on this podcast today. Okay,
let's get right.
1 through 9.
Yeah, zero through 9.
0 through 9.
0 through 9. Right. Or you could do 1 through 10. I think numerically that'd be the same. But but how?
He's right. We'd have the same numbers. There'd be 2 ones.
How does this correlate to?
To what?
You selected 9 names or like randomly?
No. Well, so the way we're going to do it is we'll have 0, 1, 2, 3 in a hat and pick the first number out. That'll be the fifth digit, like 10,000, right?
Oh, okay.
Then we'll have 0 through 9 and we'll pick the second one out.
One would have to be like 0 through 5. How many people?
No. Wait, you have to do it with the amount that are in
I
it,
see right? what you've done. You just wanted to make it as confusing
like 31,
as possible.
So the
something.
Second
just so no one understood
I've never been this
what
lost.
The process is like.
Oh, yeah.
Second
right.
ever. 0-1. Yeah.
If anybody's
right.
listening right now and you're
put
confused,
him in a random
right
there. Be sick. And then we should FaceTime.
Why don't we all just
talk?
They're just all babbling.
Because if we all talk.
What the fuck are you guys talking about?
What we're saying. Not nothing. Not nothing.
A whole lot of something.
So you want to do
I'm gonna,
this?
I'm going to send you the spreadsheet that has all the names. Right?
So, okay.
So when we pick out the numbers, then we just go to the person.
Okay. I see what you're saying.
We'll FaceTime
them. I 100%.
Like, hey, you want
right now
Tesla.
On the spot?
Why not? How
Pete,
sick would that be?
This is great. Holy shit. We're giving away a Tesla live here on Impulsive. Okay. So we figured out the logistics of this. We're not going to do the bull thing because it was too confusing. You know, they're not like checking tickets at home.
Yeah.
But I have a randomizer here. And I'm just going to randomize a number. Then we're going to connect the number of the person with the name. And then FaceTime, I'm on the spot. So I'm just going to click generate a random number here. And
excited. This is crazy.
The random number we got is 3135. That's right. 3135. So we'll go to the corresponding number.
It's
on
a great
the
number.
Excel sheet.
Oh
here it is.
God, I'm 35.
Here it is. Random number 3135. And the winner of the first Tesla
in
the Energy X Tesla giveaway is Lewis. Giovanni.
Louis Giovanni.
Louis Giovanni.
Wow.
Congratulations, Louis.
Louis.
We're gonna call you right now. All right, here we go. Hey.
Oh shit.
Hey, what's up? What's up, Louis? What's up, bro? Yo, how old are you?
What's up, bro?
How old are you, brother? 20.
Nice.
Fire. Hey, I wanted to congratulate you, bro. You just won a Tesla.
Man, that's crazy. Cause I might join and leave now from the army, man.
No way. Oh, you serve?
I'm in the army, man.
Okay, congratulations, bro. You're going to be able to drive around the new Tesla anywhere you go. You're the winner of our Energy X XLP Tesla giveaway. So congratulations, dude.
Man, appreciate it, man. No lie.
Hell yeah.
Are you with your family, dude? Who else is there?
Hell yeah. Tell your mom. Tell your friends.
I got my niece right here.
Oh, she don't care about no Tesla. She wants Capri Sun.
All right. Well, we're going to hit you up with details, bro. Just want to let you know you won. Congratulations. You got a brand new, nice, beautiful car.
All right, man. Appreciate you, man. I know you're going to win that fight, bro.
Let's go. Let's go. Appreciate you, bro. Appreciate you. Talk soon, bro. Bye.
I guess the army teaches you to keep calm
That's
under
sick.
Pressure because that dude was just like, wait, I want a cheeseburger. What did I win? Like, a Tesla? Dope. Here's my niece drinking some Capri Sun.
Why do you keep saying that?
Capri Sun.
Yeah.
I was saying,
disown you as a friend if you say it again like
Capri
that.
Sun. No reaction. Just he must have.
Some people are like that. You know, I've done a lot of these things. Dude, I once went to a girl's house and do you remember this? Dude, I thought I was at the wrong house.
Dude, I
came with like money. I forget how much money, like a lot. And I was like, congratulations, you just won like $5,000. And she's like, okay. And I was like, this is like Samantha, like Carol, right? That's her. That's who lives here. She's like, yeah, it's me. I was like, congratulations, you just won. You won $5,000. And she looked at me like she had no idea who I was, right? So I, okay, what? Like, here you go. This is odd, but here you go, right? Don't spend it all in one place. The moment the door shut, I walked down the driveway, screams, ear-piercing screams, celebration. Oh, my God! We won!
It's like the shock factor, dude.
They freeze.
Oh,
they freeze. Yeah. Like straight up freeze, dude.
But, like, also, what's he supposed to say, you know? Like...
Yeah, do you want tears? What, you didn't give you tears?
Well, no,
yeah,
I mean, even like,
no, listen,
like
a
expectations,
give
Mike.
Somebody a Tesla, this is the reaction you're ready. No way.
Well, that's what I'm saying. He didn't have any of that.
No way.
No, he did, bro. He smiled. He's in the army. He serves.
He was like a Tesla, you say. I'm in the army.
Here's my niece with the Capri Sun.
Instead of a reaction, he gave you a piece of info.
Which I like.
Which is great.
Now
we
know.
But I'm just saying, like if you came to me and they're like, yo, you won the lottery, and I'm like, I have him on a podcast. Like, no reaction. Hey. No, like, thanks for this $1 million. I'm just like, I'm on a talk show.
He's probably doing the exact reaction that you gave right now in his house, you know, like, freaking out.
The best part is he probably hung up and was like, oh, I wonder how I did. Like, do you think I did good? And his buddy's like, you did great. He's like, no, man, I don't think I did good. He's like, no, dude, you did good. And he watches the podcast. And we're like, not enough. We didn't like it. He's like, man, I fucking told you I didn't do good. All right, so yeah, Lewis won the first Tesla. If you haven't signed up, go ahead and sign up for that. Check out my Instagram for the info on how to enter. Batik, okay, so they did this study for 40 years on people who are aging, which is all of us. And what did they find out, or what do you think you can beat when it comes to age? Why do you think you can hack the body?
So there's a lot of people that are doing interesting shit with this. I actually just came from my buddy's place up in Sunset. It's called Remedy Place. Have you heard of it? Mm. They have like hyperbaric oxygen chambers. Oh, yeah, yep. Yep. They have lymphatic drainage. They have hot cold therapy. So like infrared sauna and cryotherapy.
Sure.
These are things that people don't really think can help them now. But if you look back 40 years, like people didn't think that working out could help them, you know?
Right.
So this stuff is like the new working out. The average lifespan in the past 100 years, do you know what the average lifespan was 100 years ago?
Was it 52?
It was like 49 years old. Okay. Yeah, yeah. And today, do you know what it is?
76.
It's 70, like 79.
79?
Nice, it's nice. Increased 30 years in the past 100 years,
and,
right?
And there hasn't been that much technological development in the past 100 years, as in the past 10, as in the past 10, as in the past 10, as in the past 10.
What do you mean?
Well, it's exponential.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
To an extent, but I mean, like
the past 100 years of tech is equivalent to the past 15.
Tech specifically, or what about other things that make people like medicine?
Just what
like
we know about biology. Yeah. What medicine is like one of the biggest things. What we know about biology is also one of the biggest things.
Right.
So we're able to treat diseases that we weren't otherwise. So that's one big thing. I mean, disease like heart disease, cancer, those are some of the biggest killers. But introducing these types of holistic wellness treatments. So there was another study that was done in Israel that they treated 90 people or 100 people over the age of 65. And they gave them 90 minutes of hyperbaric oxygen chamber per day.
For how long?
For 90 days.
Okay, and?
And they increased, so there's a thing in your body called a telomere that basically gauges how old you are. Their telomeres, and when they're shorter, that means that you're older. They increased the length of your telomeres by 20%, which means that you essentially took 25 years off their age.
Do you know
crazy stuff?
Do you know how advanced the hyperbaric chambers were? Do you know, because I go to one for boxing training. Mm-hmm. When we do 2 days. Sometimes in the middle of the day, about 3 days a week, mm-hmm. I go and it's a tank. It's a proper tank, right? They take me down to, man, I believe it's like 14,000, 15,000 feet below sea level. It's 90 minutes. And they say it helps with your cell recovery. Wait,
That's not hyperbaric. Yeah, this is added oxygen.
Yeah.
This that's is more deprivation. Oxygen.
That makes
Wait. Hypoxic is the depletion of oxygen. Hyperbaric is the addition of oxygen. Right, which is the one I did. Okay. This is what I'm talking about. Okay, it's the same thing.
Hyperbaric.
No, because if you're at a depth, then that's hypoxic. That's Mm-mm. that would remove oxygen. Like Mm-mm. if you're at the bottom of the sea, you have no air.
No, I don't think so.
Well, underwater is more pressure, but
oh, sorry, right. Oh, so it's the opposite, but, right? Because when you go 14,000 feet up.
Okay.
Some of this is tricky stuff.
It's tricky. But they said it helps with concussions, especially boxers.
Yep.
Boxers, because I'm getting hit in the head.
Added oxygen is so key. And like, this is something that I mean, how many places do you know that you can just go sit in an oxygen chamber?
The casino.
Yeah, other than
the casino. Yeah. I can sit at the casino.
That's why everybody in the casino is wired, just pulling the slot machine, staying in there all night.
Where's the nearest ATM? That's all I care about, dude.
Okay, so casinos figured it out a while ago. They just didn't tell us.
Isn't that crazy?
So crazy.
Motive of money, man.
Just pumping you feel
more oxygen. They'll keep them alive and keep them gambling.
Oxygen and alcohol.
Yeah.
And women, but the main two. They just keep pumping you full of booze and air, and you'll just keep spending. You can go 36 hours on a gambling bender, just lose.
Dude,
your
so here's another crazy stat, right? I was just telling you about that study at UC Irvine. It's called 90 Plus, right? They found out that when you're over 90, or even when you're aging, alcohol helps you live longer.
Shut the fuck up. Easy. I don't know if you can say that. Easy,
this is still a new study, and like there's still a lot to learn from this thing.
So there's a big asterisk
but
here.
people that have turned, that have aged longer and lived longer,
are alcoholics.
Drink alcohol.
Yeah, but
now, they're not alcoholics.
Yes, that's what I was going to say. Let's talk about them.
And the kind of rumor, what people know, is that a glass of red wine helps you.
Yeah. Like,
I'm sure you've heard that, right?
Yes, your heart, yeah. Yep.
But actually, it's any type of alcohol, like one or two drinks. Also, the same with caffeine. People that are living into their hundreds drink about 2 cups of coffee or the equivalent in caffeine per day.
Well, yeah, because when you look...
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Back. There's so many people out there that are like, oh, I want to live so long, so I don't touch any of that meat stuff. I don't touch any booze. And I just look at the people in my life. Now, a lot of it, of course, is genetic. But when I look at my grandfather and he's 93 years old, just eating bacon, egg and cheeses, rocking coffees.
Like Warren Buffett,
drinking
dude.
Fucking vodka.
Grandma Gogo, Gogazar, smoked cig- packs every day. Packs of cigarettes. Made it to, what, 87?
But I believe those are the outliers, yeah. Like, because what you're describing, alcohol in moderation, moderate. Because otherwise you're running into cirrhosis of the liver, you're running into other problems. Right. Heart disease is a result of alcohol intake. But from what we've always understood, a little bit of alcohol goes a long way.
Why though? Do we know why, actually?
No, these are just the results. So they surveyed these people for like 40 years, and the people that live longest drank a few glasses, one or two glasses of alcohol.
And we don't know.
Maybe not even every day, right? Maybe like a couple times a
week.
But
what about alcohol would contribute to that?
I guarantee it's a stress relief thing. I think the connection between stress and disease is so much greater than people. And I know we already understand that it's a lot, but stress, I believe, is such a contributor to heart disease, cancer, all of those things.
Yeah.
And inability to digest and properly reduce stress levels in your own body is 1,000% a contributor to disease.
100%.
Whether it's yoga, working out, for me now it's exercise.
Yep.
Cause that's just a great way for me to work it out, you know, but some people rely on a little bit of booze, you know.
Here we are, guys. Before we really, really, truly dive in to how good this show is, we want to show you guys something that you might need very, very much. Since video is the main media to deliver message today, there are hundreds of hours of video content. They're uploaded to YouTube per minute, and lots of people even create YouTube videos as their career. I guess maybe even I'm one of those people. So only the professionals can create high quality videos? Of course not. For any beginner, all you need is an easy to use but powerful video editing software, just like today's sponsor, Wondershare Filmora. So why Filmora is a good option for beginners? You don't need to spend hours or even days to learn it. There's no complicated interface. You can just jump in and start. Most importantly, there are tons of preset templates, just like text, filters, overlays, and animated stickers that can be directly used to create a good-looking video in probably 10 minutes. You don't believe it? Look, just drag and drop the video into the editing track, and you can start editing it right away, trim the clip, crop the video, and optimize the color. And with Filmora's audio ducking tool, you just need one simple click to fade the background music so your talking stands out. It's pretty time-saving. So just check the download link in the description, and you can try Filmora totally for free before you make any purchase. Keep in mind, the free trial will have a watermark. But here's the deal. If you comment, I want to try Filmora to make X video below, I'll pick 3 lucky winners and offer you the free Filmora account. Bingo. Back to the program.
So, sex? I mean, I think that the first person to live to 150 years old is probably 60 to 65 years old today. That person will live another 90 years.
That's a big claim.
Because the person that's 60 years old today has been introduced to all the things that we know about dieting, the things that we know about exercising.
It could be Milton. My boxing coach.
I put money on that.
Think about it.
He can't even walk from the gym.
Forget about the gout. Forget about the gout.
Be a factor.
Forget about his limp. And, I mean, those and the bad wrists.
Talk about his heart, bro.
Forget about that, too.
No, no, no. I'm saying
but
his heart.
But he's been boxing and being, like, no, knocked not. In the no. head, like, his whole
no,
life?
No, 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 no. He's boxing coach. That's
just
it.
A coach. Yep.
He just tells other people what to do.
Gotcha. Yeah. Gotcha. Yeah.
So it could be him. But that's exciting.
Yeah.
150 is such an old age.
I mean, think about... Think,
that's
think
insane.
About,
imagine Mill coming here, in.
Here's yeah, the only yeah, thing yeah. you can think about. The average age has increased by 30 years over the past 100 years. So in the next 100 years, right, 21, 20... What's it going to be? 30 more years?
No,
or is it going to
no,
be even
no,
more exponential?
But call it, but call it 60.
And that's the average. It. That's the average, right? So if it's 79 today, it'll be 109 if we're linear.
You're trying to apply the theory of exponential increase, which is what we look at technology and computing and all of that, to something that is so complex, which is the life, the live... The lifespan
biological
of, the
makeup
human.
Of a human.
You're talking about something that is, it does, I Look, don't think those theories there, apply.
There are people that think that people live to be 500 in the next, like, that they just won't die.
That's
that
crazy.
That we're almost at the point of singularity. Like these people out here, like Peter Diamandis and Ray Kurzweil, that.
What is it? What is the thing? Is it
that we can,
is
that
it
we can reverse
hacking?
Aging? That we can reverse aging.
But that's not going to be done through diet or hyperbaric chambers.
No, I mean, that stuff is like epigenetics, right? Like CRISPR, these things that like you can edit your genes and stuff like
Speaking
that.
Speaking of CRISPR. Yeah, why don't you pull that lady up? Why don't you turn around for a sec, Mr. Egan?
Here we have Elizabeth
what do you think
Holmes.
Of, what do you think about Elizabeth Holmes?
Okay, but this is where this gets tricky.
Yeah,
this is where this gets tricky because if you look at this picture... of Elizabeth Holmes, who turned out to be somewhat fraudulent, somewhat fugazi.
Somewhat? What the fuck do you mean?
We have this
the
picture.
Biggest fraud in the history of Silicon Valley.
Of Teague Egan. Explain yourself.
I prefer the Steve Jobs analogy,
yeah,
which
right.
is what she was also going for.
After,
yeah.
That,
come on now.
She
come
modeled
on.
After Steve Jobs.
Let's come on.
Right.
Well, what's, I mean, look,
hey,
is 150 thing, is it an ideal? Are you
150?
What are you actually? Because we haven't actually talked about like how the fuck you're gonna do this. You have a facility, correct?
Right.
You have a facility.
So we're putting a facility together right now.
Okay, for
so,
old folks who want to live forever.
Right.
Where?
So it's gonna be in Puerto Rico,
okay.
And the village is gonna be called Vida Eterna, which means eternal life, right?
This just sounds already like
and inside,
it's a utopia.
It's, yeah,
yes,
it's going to be
yes,
a utopia.
Exactly.
It's for people that want to go live that life and believe and actually believe that that can be accomplished, right? Because you need to take all these things into consideration. If you're not willing to go sit in an oxygen chamber for 30 minutes a day, then you know it's not for you. If you're not willing,
it's work.
If you're not willing to, yeah, if you're not willing to work out every day and eat healthy and take these things seriously, then you know. If you sit on your couch and eat cheeseburgers all day, you're not going to live to be 150.
Can I ask you why Puerto Rico?
So I live in Puerto Rico.
Okay.
It's a beautiful place to live, and we have great partners there. Okay.
You're talking about people eating cheeseburgers and not exercising, the hyperbaric, all of that stuff being the ancillary and like sideline stuff.
Uh-huh.
But I want to talk about like the big deal. So CRISPR-Cas9, DNA genetic modification,
yeah, epigenetics.
Right?
Epigenetics. Yeah.
Talk about a little bit, what is it being used to do? How is it reversing disease, so on and so forth, and how close are we to actually implementing this?
So a lot of the stuff is still in trial, like some stuff for CRISPR, there's like gene editing and gene cloning. A lot of that stuff's actually not legal in the United States, but they're testing this stuff on animals. You know, that's kind of like phase two or level two of this stuff. There was a phase about, a few years ago that was in the TV show Silicon Valley, that was a big trend where people were injecting themselves with young blood. I don't know if you saw that.
Yeah, he's a musician.
Pied Piper?
Yeah, Pied Piper. but things like that, things like stem cell, I mean, that's like stem cell is very real, right?
Well, that's happening already.
Yeah, that's happening.
But CRISPR is like the next step. I mean, I've watched
CRISPR's
enough.
CRISPR's the next step.
I've watched enough documentaries on this stuff and I've watched them. Like this is going alongside cloning. Like I'm seeing them say, okay, all right, we have this mouse who has a genetic disorder.
Yeah.
We're now going to recreate that mouse, the exact same mouse. It is 100% the exact same thing, but without said genetic disorder. And they're doing that
CRISPR is like level three, right? Stem cells are level two and that's happening right now. Level one is like hyperbaric oxygen chamber, hot cold therapy. Yeah, I mean, that stuff like increases circulation, helps improve immune system, all these things. Analytics is the other really big bucket, right? So like track your, like know what your levels are, what your blood levels are, cholesterol, like know all this stuff, your sleep. Analytics are huge so that you know what's personalized for you, like what you need, right? And then even beyond CRISPR, which is probably like level 4, 5, 10 is what Elon Musk is doing with Neuralink. I mean, he's literally implanting chips in people's brains.
We just talked about this with Mike Tyson.
Yeah.
This one's, I mean,
that
this
is
one's crazy.
Next level
this
shit.
This one's crazy. That's next level shit.
Yeah.
I don't know how realistically close we are to that. Like we watched, you watched the what was it called?
Demo. Like the press conference that he
did? With the pigs. I watched both. Yeah.
And I wonder if it's still in like very much idea phase.
Dude,
right?
even if that is where computers were in the 1970s or eight, like when Steve Jobs, like to think about where we are now, where do you think that's going to be in 50 years?
No, fuck that. Five. He'll have
think
that
about
thing.
Where that is going to be in 100 years. But if we can live 100 years, we'll be 130, or you'll be what, 125 years old?
Yeah.
And they have that technology and you can like see through walls and shit and like.
But more so like what's, so like you just described.
Fucking crazy.
You just described three levels with CRISPR being three.
No, CRISPR CRISPR's three.
Then you think to yourself like, yo, what's five look like? Exactly. You know what I'm saying? And so like as they continue to build it all out. But my question.
I mean, that is the singularity, which is when robots or artificial intelligence merges with humans.
Are you scared or excited?
Then I'm excited, dude. Excited. I think it's sick.
Haven't you seen The Matrix?
People are scared.
Have you seen The Matrix?
I have.
The machines take over.
Are you scared?
Yeah.
Elon Musk is scared.
He's the one that's developing it,
but he's also looking for solutions.
There's two sides. I mean, there's two sides to everything. You can look at Facebook and say, Facebook connected the whole world. It's done so much good. And then you could look at the other side and say, well, there's all these like hackers and that are providing fake information and affecting elections. And,
I just don't understand how machines, an advanced species, if you will, would render human beings obsolete and deem us as insignificant beings and destroy our kind.
You know my favorite
because
quote?
They turn off the Neuralink in your head and you die.
You know my favorite way of looking at it.
Yeah.
Exactly. If the machines become a contractor of sorts. And they're laying foundation for their super species.
Yeah.
When they come across the anthill that is the human population, do you think they're going to stop and say, I wonder if I should continue laying my foundation? They're going to wipe us the fuck out, bro. Without remorse, without thought processes around it.
That's
they're
why people are scared.
They're building a super
And use us as batteries.
And you, yeah,
probably,
maybe.
Probably, yeah.
That's
just
the Matrix.
Like the Matrix.
Yeah. but the thing is like.
It's like sci-fi that's not anymore.
Elon, a lot of the guys that were in the PayPal, like original PayPal days and even people on like Zuck and stuff are actually funding anti-super intelligent programs that, so not only are they creating
it's called open AI
but also fortifying the sandbox, right? So like how do we make sure that if we're experimenting on super intelligence within this facility, it cannot slip out? We talked about this before as well. You go to this facility, super top secret, nobody can go in there. One day, some idiot
once Pandora's
comes
opens,
in with their
like,
cell phone, forgets to take it out of their gym bag, and it's got a Wi-Fi connection to some outside network, and all of a sudden, the super intelligence finds its way in and out of the fucking.
I mean, I think that there's elements of creativity that the machines can't have. I mean, machines can already beat the best grandmaster in chess. They can already beat the best person in Go that has. Somebody told me that Go, the number of combinations, is like more atoms than the entire universe. Like. Googleplex number of atoms. I mean, but creativity
Better than a Banksy.
Exactly.
A machine creativity, can't beat Floyd Mayweather in a boxing match.
Tell
me about how you think
I don't
that fight's
talk
gonna go.
About, I don't want to talk about it. Because,
you just talked about it for an hour.
Well, because it's your show, dude, and we get it. I'm going to beat Floyd Mayweather. Like, everyone gets it. Like, everyone
don't
knows.
Hold
on
a sec. Don't.
I'm so pumped.
February 20th. Everyone knows.
February 20th.
Don't be fucking delusional.
Since it's his show, don't think it has to be about him. It just has to be what he wants to talk about. And what he wants to talk about is Floyd Mayweather, Logan Paul.
Dude.
Me?
He wants to talk about Floyd Mayweather, Logan Paul.
So I was talking about this with a friend. If you knock out Floyd Mayweather, what happens? You're
singularity.
Singularity.
I swear to God. Look,
like immortal, right?
This will have already happened. But Canelo Alvarez is fighting Callum Smith tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, tomorrow night.
What does that look like?
I think, I mean, you got to go Canelo, right?
Yeah.
But look at this height difference.
What are we looking at right now?
This. I don't know if you can see the height difference between these two these two cats, but it's the exact same as Floyd and I.
But they weigh the same. That's
They weigh the same as well, bro. I'm 50 pounds heavier than him, and I'm this much taller than him.
Do you have to be the same weight when you fight him?
Fuck no! No!
Then that makes all the difference. Because if you're the same weight, there's zero chance, right? But if you're 60 pounds more, then it's like...
Who knows? But back to you, Teague.
All right, back to
me. Okay, so we're talking about a bunch of crazy... It's not crazy, it's just hard to fathom because it hasn't happened yet. But I'm still intrigued by this facility, Vita Eterna.
Yeah.
Because my question to you is, if a patron goes there and is paying you how much? How much are you going to charge? Do you know yet?
So it's going to cost like $500,000 to move there and then about... 10 to 15 grand a month for all these services.
Okay.
It's like an expensive.
Is there like a cafeteria?
Yeah. All the food. I mean, it's like a village. You're literally living in a village.
What's the ideal age to move there when it's set up?
So we want a diversity of age groups, right? Demographics. Because if you live in if you're 60, say you're 80 years old and you're just around all other 80-year-old people, you feel old, right? So you need to mix in younger people. We're still hammering out the specifics on that, though.
I'm just wondering, if I move there at 70, right, for the next 80 years, I'm just stuck in one place, right?
I mean, look, it's a utopia. It's a resort.
Still, I will get so bored. So here's my proposed solution to you.
Okay.
We talk about this a lot on this show, preface. VR. Yeah. VR is going to be insane.
Yeah.
Especially by the time the Neuralinks advance, and who knows where VR could go. You could create
contact lenses. You pop in a contact.
Any world you want. Yeah. You're living in Vita Eterna.
Yeah.
But you're spending your time and you're spending your days anywhere you want, doing anything you want, right?
One thing that we're testing right now. So Vita Eterna is the name of the village. That's the active aging village that we'll probably have like 3,000 units or residents. Project 150 is the name of the center that's going in Vita Eterna, right? We're already working with the number one senior community brand in the world. It's called the V. They have 11 of these in Palo Alto, Naples, La Jolla. We're actually going to we're talking about putting Project 150s into these existing, they're class A,
Project 150 there's no actual IP, right? It's just like a plan to like sit in the tank, eat these things and exercise.
It's a program.
Yeah. It's a program, right? Okay. So this place that I keep talking about, Remedy Place up on Sunset, right? They have all these, it's you walk in and it's relaxing, right? There's like green. We want to go the exact opposite of like the white sterile type hospital, right? We want it to be green with like brushed concrete and wood.
Lazy River, maybe.
And it's an activity. Yeah. It's an activity that people go there and are excited to go like sit in an oxygen chamber, have a coffee.
You have float tanks?
Have a coffee and chat with their friends. Yeah, we'll have everything. So it's the level one, which is like the holistic self-care wellness, right?
Yep.
And then level two, which is like stem cell. I mean, you get stem cell once a month if you have a problem or something, right? And then eventually when all this other stuff like CRISPR, et cetera, gets proved out, you have everything under one roof, right?
Yeah, so it's just
an aggregate of everything.
That's very cool. And that's just one vertical of the things you do, Teague, right? That we haven't even talked about EnergyX.
We haven't. So that's a side project. Yeah. EnergyX is the home run, right?
Okay, and this is happening now.
Yeah, it is happening. It is happening.
EnergyX. What is EnergyX?
So I've been a Tesla owner since 2013. Well, so I bought the stock at $7 a share, Tesla.
You're a sick fuck.
What's it at now?
It's at $650.
Yeah, you did good, kid.
It's a nice come up.
And bought a Tesla. So the first like few months I had it, it went up 100%. I was like, shit, like sold some shares and bought a Tesla. So I've had a Tesla since 2013. And then everything that Elon Musk does is the future. I respect that man to the end. I knew I wanted to focus my attention into either space exploration or renewable energy because I thought those were going to be the two biggest industries of the future, right? It's actually scary to think that SpaceX could be a bigger company than Tesla in, you know, who knows how many years. But
it's insane.
Insane. So I was down in Bolivia, of all places, just traveling, just kind of like scoping the scene. And there's a place in Bolivia called Salar de Uyuni, which is the world's largest salt flat. You can see this thing from space. It's 4,000 square miles. And I'm on this tour with the tour guide, and he goes, this is the world's largest lithium reserve. And I go, what the fuck do you mean? And he starts explaining how the lithium is found in the salt brine, which is like another fancy word for really salty water.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, so they have all these really cool Instagram pictures, which is the main, go to like that one with the, yeah, yeah, the depth perception. So that's the reason that I went there, to take these cool pics. And so this salt, lithium is a salt, is what I came to find. And the idea, this is where they produce the majority of the world's lithium from, but the way they do it is really inefficient. So I was like, why can't I come up with a better mousetrap, a better way to do this? That, you know, we, right now, there's about 300,000 tons of lithium produced a year to give all the capacity for all the electric vehicles, which is about 2 million a year. If we're going to produce 50 million electric vehicles a year, we're going to need a fucking shitload more lithium.
Well, and that's the biggest problem that he's been facing, right, in the production of the vehicles, right, is there's just not enough facilities to create the batteries.
Right.
That's, and batteries. That's the core
issue. It's all
about
the batteries.
Yep.
And then you think about, okay, well, that's electric mobility, right? Like cars. What about the batteries that we're going to need for a completely circular renewable energy ecosystem? So the sun hits solar panels, or wind hits windmills. And then like if this house were being powered by batteries, like, yep, that's another, like stationary storage, another huge sector.
Which he's also, Elon is also, yeah, already, yeah, playing with.
Already planning it all. Dude, Elon is 10 steps ahead of
us. So at the end of the day, like that's your competitor.
No, he's our customer. He's our customer.
Got it.
Yeah, yeah.
So, okay, so you see these salt flats and you say the way they're processing lithium from the salt is inefficient.
So first I was just like, I don't know anything about lithium, anything about anything. I just knew that this is the world's largest lithium reserve, right? It'd be like, oh, this is the world's largest gold mine. Like, why don't I try to extract this gold?
So you had an aha moment.
I had an aha moment. I was like, this is my opportunity.
What's the next step? Right? Now, and also you should
call. The next step is going and read.
Going to read. Oh, I thought you meant like read in Miami to get a house. So why I bring that up too is I wanted you to qualify yourself a little bit too. Like you're not a scientist.
No,
right?
Not a scientist.
So
entrepreneur.
Yeah, because I met you originally at a festival for entrepreneurs in Nantucket.
Yeah, yeah,
right?
Nantucket Project.
Yep. That was what, like 5-6 years ago. And I remember seeing you and I was like, damn, this kid, like you were always hanging around hot chicks. And like, this was before I was still working for Lovesac. And I was like, he's traveling to the salt flats, taking cool photos where he's holding the girl in the palm of his hand.
Yeah.
I was like, damn, this dude's cool. And then I saw you again in Miami and we went to Rolling Loud and partied together there.
Yep.
And that kind of led through to today. But I didn't realize the whole time that you were going to create the energy that was going to fuel the world and people would still be alive because you were going to keep them alive till 150. Like, how did you fall into being a scientist, man?
I mean, you look at Elon Musk, he's not a scientist by education or trade. He's an entrepreneur. You know, he saw the problem. Like there's a story about Elon Musk. He wanted to get into the rocket business. So he literally flew to Russia and tried to buy a rocket from the guys. And they're like, no, like we're not selling you our rockets. So on the flight back, he's with like a few of his buddies. This is after he sold PayPal.
Yep.
So he was just a computer programmer. He's on the flight back. He's like crunching numbers like mad. And all the other guys are like sleeping because they're pissed off they didn't get the rocket. And he's like, I think I can make this work. And he went and started a rocket company. And now he's flying people to the International Space Station.
It's like, just like, it's just another thing. It's like, you know, it's obviously on a smaller scale, but like YouTubers can be really good boxers. You know what I'm saying? Yep. Like who would have, you know what I'm saying? Or like hey,
Jake Paul's a legit
boxer. Or like, you know, that idiot Mike could be a best-selling author. Like what the fuck, dude?
And
it's
a lot
so
of it,
weird. The world is really weird right
dude,
now.
Dude, it's all
but
like
awesome.
Creative ideas, like how you market yourself, how you get your ideas out there. Like I didn't tell you this. So the Tesla giveaway that we just did, I had a funding portal set up for EnergyX, yeah, right? If you go on the website, right, you can, we did a crowdfunding
thing.
I saw
that, $99 minimum.
Yeah, $99 minimum, yeah, right? And it's with this company called Net Capital. So now any high growth startup can put their company on Net Capital and get money from the general public and still keep their company private, right?
Is that part of like the Jobs Act, Reg A Plus type?
It's like Reg A Plus. So okay. It's SEC regulated and it's all like legit
Crazy.
Through the SEC. So since we did the promotion with Logan, I've raised 10 million, not just through that, but I've had people hit me up putting in like 10 million bucks into Energy X.
What the fuck? Great job, Logan. Like the whole time Logan's
appreciate
like,
it,
yeah, the
appreciate
whole time
it.
Logan's like, yeah, we got him, man.
Yeah.
Just for an appearance on the show, man, we got this cool children's card game, man. We won.
No, but that's the best part. That's the best part of a deal, yeah, when both people win, dude. You know what I mean?
You just won a little bit like, more. Like, you fucking
hold on a second. No. I got a first edition gray stamp Charizard.
He's going to sell it.
It doesn't matter. Yeah.
Imagine he sells it for $15 million in like 3 years.
Dude, it's a gray stamp.
The coolest thing ever if you did that. That'd be the coolest thing ever.
I still don't understand, Teague. You see salt, and then but what does salt do? And it's not even salt, bro. Lithium is a metal.
It's a metal.
And if you throw it in water, you're fucked. If your pure lithium hits water, you're fucked. Yeah.
Okay.
There's a chemical reaction. It's crazy. So what are you saying? How does it look like?
So how does it work? So it looks like salt. It looks like salt.
No, I'm talking about when it reacts to the water. So like
I'm pulling
explosion.
Up, I'm pulling up a video right now.
Turns up on, like blows up on fire. But that's just pure lithium.
So fire.
The lithium that we extract that's actually put into the battery is a final chemical called lithium carbonate or lithium hydroxide. It's just like a lithium plus, a lithium's a positively charged ion. It needs to go with a negatively charged ion.
Look.
So this is lithium metal right here.
Yeah, just a little bit. Just a little bit of lithium.
Look at it. It looks like a little speedboat. Just bopping around.
Yeah. If you throw a chunk of it in water, ooh. Ooh. Okay, so but what do you do? I don't understand. What are you talking about, salt?
Yeah, so lithium, the lithium is, so this is like a metal processed piece of lithium. It doesn't come like that in natural environment.
Right.
It comes in salt form, right? So they pump millions of tons of this really salty water out from below the salt flat that I just showed you. And to put this in comparison, ocean water is about 3% salt, right? Mm-hmm. If you've ever had a mouthful of ocean water,
it's the worst,
salty as fuck. This solution is like 30 to 40% salt.
Holy shit.
Have you ever been to the Dead Sea in Israel?
You float.
It's so salty you float, right? This is saltier than that.
Damn.
It's like about the same, but that's 24 or 25% salt. This is like that. Up to 35% salt. So you have to think about there's 70% water, H2O, and then there's 30% salt. And what is that salt made of? Well, it's made of like table salt, which is sodium chloride. So it's made of sodium, it's made of chloride, it's made of lithium, it's made of magnesium, calcium, potassium, sulfate, all these different salts. And the way that we get all the lithium for all the batteries is separating out the little bit of lithium salt that's in that salt.
What is that?
Who figured that out?
Wait, this is not desalination?
No, it's separation.
Yeah, and what is that? Is it a chemical process?
Type this in. Type in SQM Solar.
Is it a chemical process that gets it done?
It's an evaporation precipitation process,
okay,
right?
So you're
and
left.
Then go to images.
So after evaporation, water's gone. You're left with pure salt.
With salt that precipitates out, right?
Okay. Then what is the process after that that separates lithium
so
from the
second,
rest of
from
the
bottom second picture, right? Yeah, that yeah, either of those. So this is an evaporation pond sequence, and this is 15 square miles, the size of Manhattan, right here. And this is how we produce the lithium that we use.
That's
in
not your facility.
No. So this is like a $12 billion publicly traded company. We're selling our technology to them to make that
more efficient
method, more efficient.
Yeah, that seems.
Right. Why don't you give us your exact IP on the show as to how that gets done? Is that possible? Why is it?
Why don't you give us your exact IP?
Well, how did you get it? How did you get it? Seriously? Like,
yeah,
because I'm fascinated by people who have these ideas that seem so outlandish and impossible.
So here, I'll tell you.
And then it's only an idea and you make it happen because why? You found someone who could do this thing that wasn't possible previously?
Exactly. Okay. So it takes 18 months to produce lithium because it takes so long for all the water to evaporate. And then the other salts I mentioned, like sodium, potassium, have to precipitate out first.
Okay.
Right? So the water will evaporate, then they'll move, then the sodium will precipitate out and they'll move all the leftover brine in the next pond and scoop out the sodium. Then the potassium will precipitate out, more water will evaporate, they'll move it to the next pond, right? This process takes 18 months and they only recover 30% of the available lithium because the lithium is coming out with the other salts, right? I said, why don't we just find a membrane, like a filter that we can put this stuff through that only the lithium goes through and it rejects everything else. And then we can do this in a matter of days and recover 90% versus 30%.
The membrane discriminates based on particle size?
Particle size and electrochemical affinity.
Holy shit. So is it a charged membrane? Is
yeah, charged membrane. Charged membrane.
Holy shit.
No one came up with this though?
So I had this kind of like vision, and I went out and found the smartest scientists in the world that were working on this. They happened to be at the University of Texas and licensed a bunch of IP from them. This guy, he's the number one membrane scientist in the world. His name is Dr. Benny Freeman. Now he's the chairman of my science advisory board, and I licensed all his technology and I'm commercializing it.
So now you got this lithium. You got so much of it. You don't even probably know what to do with all of it. But what do you do with all of that?
So we sell our technology to the lithium producer to produce lithium. So we don't actually even produce lithium, but we take a royalty on all the lithium they produce, right? So and then they sell it to the battery maker.
So the technology, the IP itself is strictly the membrane.
Yeah, the membrane.
Got it.
So there's a few different types of patents. There's composition of matter, there's method, there's utility. We have about 11 patents right now that surround this whole process, what it's used for, how it's made, what it's made of.
And those are your patents are everything. Yeah,
Well, it's all, so patents are one thing, but execution and business development is another, right? So my relationships with our customers is important. If you could have all the patents in the world, if you don't do anything with them, you're just a patent troll, right?
But I guess what I'm saying is at the end of the day, like the patents are what protect you from getting smashed by the big boys. You know what I'm saying? Those same kind of stuff doesn't apply in the field that is consumer tech, where Facebook says,
secrets. Like what we do is hard to do, right?
But doable with the right amount of money and time, right? So like, I'm not saying anything. I'm just asking because like when Facebook sees something or Apple sees something that it likes, it then says, yo, here's $1 billion. Yeah. When the person says, no, okay, you no longer exist. We're just going to go out and we're going to recreate what you did in just a slightly tweaked way. So what stops that here?
There is a little bit of difference between hardware and software. For sure. Like, you know, they see Instagram or they see what, like Snapchat and they go create that.
WhatsApp.
So software and hardware, there's like a little bit of difference. I mean, if you invent something that is hard, like this is nanotechnology that we're talking about, like it's hard to do. We spent the past 2 years with a team of 15 people trying to develop this technology. And, you know, we're getting to the point where we're putting pilot plants in the field this year, hopefully. So they
end up kind of seeing it as like cost of doing business, like as opposed to,
they want to work with it. Right, we're working with tons of big, like we've signed contracts, like testing agreements with four of the out of the top 10 lithium producers because they see this and they're like, that can save us X amount of money and make our process way more efficient and produce more lithium. They're happy to work with us, right?
Incredible.
Good for you. So what's the goal then with EnergyX? Is it to sell the company? Is it just to sell your IP?
I mean,
continue licensing?
Yeah, so continue licensing. Well, continue technology development and get it out into the field, commercialized. And then, you know, we're looking at deals with the people that you just looked at like that for an annual recurring revenue for 20 years. So we could just be cash flowing. But people are approaching me to IPO the company. Like we're doing this fundraising right now that I told you about.
But EnergyX is
you'd probably just stay private for a while. Yeah.
I mean, going public is,
let's go damn
a legitimate option right now, you know?
But is that it? Because like Tesla, right? They can create multiple vehicles. They can continue making.
Tesla's an acquisition. Like they might come acquire us. You know, they've offered hundreds of millions for companies just like ours in the past. The deals didn't go through, but.
We interrupt this program to bring you a word from our sponsors. Guys, it's Raycon today. Got another way. 2020 has thrown us for a loop. A lot of my go-to gifts for the holidays are non-starters, right? Concert tickets. I don't think so. Dining gift cards. I don't think so. So after everything that's happened, it's good to get everyone on your list a gift that will actually make them go, hey, thanks. I needed this. My silver bullet idea, Raycon wireless earbuds with seamless Bluetooth pairing and a comfortable noise isolating fit. You can start listening right out of the box and keep listening for hours. The audio quality is amazing, comparable to what you get from other premium brands, except Raycon starts at half the price. And best of all, this is something they can use for calls or music, for work or play, at home or on the go. It's the gift that keeps on giving. And if they already have a pair of wireless earbuds, you always need a spare. Raycon's being generous for the holidays, so on top of their everyday great prices, they're offering my listeners 15% off right now. Go to buyraycon.com/Logan to get 15% off your order. buyraycon.com/Logan. Back to the program.
I guess maybe what he's asking is like, what's next for Energy X? You know what I'm saying? Like, is there any, are you guys looking at any other potential products? Like, is it just.
So product I described is the lithium extraction product.
Yeah.
I think that the holy grail is really batteries. So we're trying to also make a better battery.
Got it.
Right now, lithium ion is the battery of choice. There are other types of battery architectures, like solid state batteries, which use the lithium metal that we looked at. They have more energy density. So the key, the real important metrics of batteries are, one, energy density. So how long can your phone last, or how far can your car go? Can it go 300 miles or 1,000 miles? Charge time, does it take a few hours to charge or 15 minutes to charge? And then cycle life. So how many times can you charge your car all the way up and use it? Can you do that, you know, 1,000 times?
Without the battery becoming less
without the battery
effective.
Degrading.
Right, degrading.
Right, exactly.
Which we see with iPhones.
All the time.
I have to ask, Teague. I have to. Okay, a deep part of my soul needs to know the answer to this question. How can you be save the world guy and also shirtless read book guy?
Yeah, he's both, bro.
I don't.
I'm a new breed.
No. Can you? Because look, you even got this one. How can you be save world guy and stand on crooked palm tree
crooked guy?
How can you be save the world guy and the golf cart? Shocker,
bro. But also, these aren't even the. I've seen sides of him that he doesn't put on Instagram too, bro. Like, you see him at Rolling Loud.
No, but look. He holding this thing. Look at this giant thing, and then you know. It's
dude, I saw a clip from Jay-Z. It's probably like going viral. He said that, "I don't change myself for any room I walk into." Who's seen that quote? Yeah. Right? Yeah. I don't, like, that's just me, dude. I don't change myself.
This isn't you, bro. You sold me Pokemon cards. You're not this cool.
People hate, like, I'm sure people hate on you. People hate me all the time.
No one hates on me.
Yeah, nobody.
No, but do you,
when I was in college, I drove a golf cart around college. People thought I was like Van Wilder. Hating on me, dude.
Right.
Hating on
me.
Wait, okay. I guess it's just confusing. But seriously, as like, I want to put my life in your hands for 100+ years, you know?
Yep.
But I also just want to do what you're doing. I want to ride horses. I want to stand on crooked palm trees, read books shirtless, carry these stone weights.
Hey, wait, Ryan Garcia's on the next one.
I seen him. I saw him. Yeah.
Yep.
So did he actually fuck you up?
Dude, I don't fan out, post pictures with any celebrities, but I respect that man.
He's a beast.
He is fucking nasty.
Yeah, he's
going to be the best. He's going to be the best.
So fast, bro.
But look. You could be guy floating in space, by the way. Is that you? But then I don't know if you could be this guy.
I want to be that guy.
What is that, from Firefest?
No, that might be Rolling Loud.
That's Model Beach Volleyball.
Did you go to Firefest?
No. Nobody went to Firefest.
Wait, was Skylar in that photo?
I think that was purple.
Maximilian.
Do you think people doubt your credibility is what I'm asking?
I don't care if they doubt my credibility.
You don't care.
It is what it is. You know?
You create the right product, people can doubt as much as they want. Dude. It doesn't fucking matter, dude. Yeah.
But I guess.
You got Elon Musk smoking weed on Joe Rogan's podcast.
Right. Oh,
you got models, naked models on the back of Richard Branson while he's kite surfing.
Right? Bro, you look at if you judge by Twitter, you'd think that the sentiment of Elon Musk is like, yo, this is the coolest dude in the world. But there's a lot of, there's a ton of startup dudes out there that are just like, I hate this guy.
Yeah,
like, he's dealt with a ton of naysayers on his come up and how he acts, how he conducts himself.
Yeah.
You really got that six pack?
You still have it
right now? Not right now.
Quarantine.
Yeah, quarantine.
All right, so how you do all this, how you travel, how you save the future of the world, how you do all the sit-ups, read all those books with a girlfriend. Do you have one of those?
No girlfriend.
How come?
Do you have a girlfriend?
No.
Exactly.
What do you mean?
No.
Honestly, the reason is because
you gave me a better answer on the golf course. You gave me a good answer on the golf course.
Well, I'm married to my business. I'm married to
Great answer. Yeah. Like, that's it. That's all.
Energy X, I will not stop until it's a $10 billion company.
How is it going to get there, though? That's what I'm confused.
It's going to get there.
No, I feel like we're capped.
What?
Why?
I feel like we're capped. Because what do you do now? You have your IP.
Let me just explain.
Let me just explain.
So today, there is about 300,000 tons of lithium produced per year.
Okay.
In the next 10 years, there's going to need to be 3 million tons of lithium produced, maybe more.
What if they find a different way to process energy? Then you're fucked.
Well, yeah. Then I'm fucked, dude.
So what? But I guess, yeah. But that, what kind of question is that?
Yeah. What, if, what do you mean? What kind of question?
I don't know.
If cars like, become powered by nuclear fusion,
no,
yeah,
not
then,
that.
Then
what
I'm
saying
fucked,
is,
dude.
What we don't.
If you
not
believe
do,
in elect, if you believe in an electric car future, then I'm not fucked.
No, but
that
I
energy,
think you're
that
not,
Energy
I think
X
you're not
is a $10 billion company.
Okay.
So here's how. Let me explain. Here's how. If there is X amount of millions of lithium produced per year, like we're talking to Bolivia about an agreement. They want to produce 500,000 tons of lithium per year, right? If we do a deal with them for our technology where we make $1,000 per ton for 500,000 tons, that's $500 million a year for the next 20 years. One deal.
I'm not talking about the fiscal cap. I'm talking about the growth of your product cap. I feel like where do you go from here as a product?
Oh,
you have
other
it,
than
right?
that product.
Yeah.
Other than that, like yeah. more, what are
what
more
do you,
products?
What does EnergyX do besides just find efficient ways to process and sell?
Dude, all you need is one product to be multi-billion.
Look at Coca-Cola.
Look at the Mac. A bunch of products. I mean, Coca-Cola owns like a bunch of products.
Yeah, but what were they built? What were they built off of?
All you need is one really, really good product.
Okay, true.
But I said the second product is we're looking at a new battery that can last. 10 times longer.
Okay, cool.
Yeah,
cool.
But also,
you think called a solid state battery.
Do you think your clients are going to get mad that you're going to start being a competitor?
No. I mean, that's their problem. The a lot of these companies work together regardless. Like, you think that Apple and Google are competitors? Well, Google pays Apple. Like, their competitors are in their phone, right? Google has the Pixel, Apple has the iPhone. But Google pays Apple like $5 billion a year to have Google be the main search bar engine on Safari. There's a lot of ways to work together.
Or it's like a partnership because Google probably just shares so much data back with Apple too. It's funny nowadays because like data is so monetized that they could like probably just put like a dollar amount on an amount of data.
Yeah.
That's like amount of like
crazy.
Data.
And
like,
to
yo,
further
we'll give
answer
you
your question,
2000.
Dude, like for the battery. So we actually just create a partnership with the Nobel Prize winner who invented the lithium ion battery. His name's Dr. John Goodenough. Mm. So very
Sorry,
excited about
name?
That. Goodenough.
I thought I heard that.
It's like not really good. You know, I've met people named like Best, like John Best, and people like, you know, but just Goodenough. Like, is he cool with that?
Do love EnergyX, profitable company, obviously, but you really want to save the planet?
Yeah, dude.
Okay. So what can we all do today? Individually to help contributing towards that cause.
Invest in EnergyX.
That's the
nice
dumbest,
nice
most
answer.
Capitalistic
answer
I've ever fucking heard. That's ridiculous. Seriously.
How? Why would you
no,
say that?
That's because that's not the actual answer.
What if EnergyX was creating sustainable energy that was going to reduce...
No.
Hold on. Let me finish, brother. That was a sustainable solution that was going to create energy that stopped global warming.
Yeah. That's the goal, stopping global warming.
Then technically
right? like
investing in that company's growth would be a responsible capitalism.
Exactly.
Like,
No. I'm saying like
planting a tree today.
Applicable
or something. Like
something.
Yeah,
anything.
Is that the answer you wanted? Go plant
a
fucking
tree,
dude.
Well, not
care
and not spend
go
money on my
tree,
company.
Dude. Go
like,
plant
yeah,
a
but
tree.
If your company is gonna, if the company that he's asking
socially
to invest in is going to create
company,
mass change versus versus somebody out there planting 10 redwoods.
Hold on. But my problem is this. My problem is this. I'm sitting here listening.
Good too.
I'm sitting here listening to him tell me he wants to save the planet, telling him like how he's like kind of going to do it. But you're also sure let's read book guy. Like, I don't know if I'm
stop.
I swear to God, I don't know if I'm willing to fully invest in the company if I don't understand.
Dude, I'm trying to show off my gains of what I'm going to look like when I live to be 150.
Yeah, I would want the person that's going to make me live long to
like
look
you're
like
not
going to live long.
You're not going to go work out if some guy's like overweight and eating cheeseburgers, right?
Yeah. I don't know. I have a different mindset. I don't go to a hairstylist that has good hair because he couldn't cut his hair.
They say never trust a skinny chef.
Exactly.
That's what they say.
Yeah, that's
except
good.
For
same.
Unless it's Eric and then he has like
the
nice
concept,
abs.
Right?
Yeah, it is the same concept.
Like this dude tells me go invest in EnergyX when I ask him what can we do individually
having,
to save the that was your answer.
Saving the world and
give me
having
something
fun
to
are
your
not
chest
mutually
looks
exclusive.
Really red, man.
You're like, sunburned.
Dude,
you don't
I
even use sunscreen.
Skin,
you don't even care
bro,
about saving your body, bro. How can we save
some sun
individually.
Is good for you, dude? Yeah, I get that vitamin D.
Individually, what can we do? There's gotta be something.
Go plant a tree.
Okay.
Yeah, there you now go. You're stealing my idea.
You don't have an answer. Teague.
What would you do?
Teague, I'm not the energy guy. I do fucking podcasts, collect Pokemon cards,
go,
and box people.
Go buy an electric vehicle. Like, I don't
boom,
know.
Boom, boom.
Yeah. There you go.
There's an answer.
Well, his first answer. His first answer.
Don't emit carbon into the atmosphere.
Stop farting.
I don't know.
I'm not the energy. You know, you're the energy guy.
You know this. You know, somebody
join in on this conversation.
I got a question
Let's
for
get
you.
To know each
Just
other.
Just kind of like throw it around because you know this subject here. You're not saving anybody today. The question would be Tesla battery, right? Everybody says it's good for environment, but rumor has it, not me, I wouldn't say this, that the battery itself is actually worse for the planet.
Oh, because of when you take it out, like by
is this true or false?
False. It could not be more false. So everything here is taken out of the planet in one form or another. Extraction from the planet creates everything that this microphone, that light, this table, everything comes from the earth, right? If you're comparing batteries, which are energy storage systems, versus burning fossil fuel, emitting carbon into the atmosphere consistently, you can crunch the math, you know, it's for every single, I actually did crunch the math on my website too. For every single ton of lithium that's applied to an electric vehicle, it displaces like 130,000 tons of CO2.
Holy shit.
Yeah, but I think what George is asking obviously is a waste question. You know, at some point those lithium holders, aka batteries, have to go somewhere, right?
You have to recycle them.
Creating it wasn't bad for the environment.
Yeah. I mean,
process he's talking. I mean, what's harmful about the lithium extraction process?
I mean, every single manufacturing process has some sort of CO2 footprint, right?
Yeah.
Whether it's the way that we do it or our process is a little bit more efficient. Things like processing water. So you have to take into account amount of water that's used in the process, getting fresh water. That's a process. It takes stuff to make stuff. So, but drilling for oil and gas and then burning that oil and gas is like the worst fucking thing.
You guys ever felt like sometimes when politicians talk about the environment, you kind of like, all right, buddy, like relax. And I was like that when people talked about like gas affecting our air and stuff like that. And I was like, oh, how bad could it be? Very arrogant of me. Mm. I was like, how bad could it be? Until COVID hit and there wasn't that much traffic. I was seeing fucking mountains in LA that I was like, I didn't even know that thing was there.
Yeah. You've seen the pictures of the decrease in smog, right?
It's incredible. Yeah. It honestly made me, okay, I'm buying that new Hummer that's all electronic.
Mm. Yeah. It's a sick car too.
It's crazy. It really is. Gas happens over
a long time. And like, I actually have that on my website too.
What is it on your website?
You can see the
Shirtless pics on your website?
On my Instagram. On my Instagram. No, but you can see the CO2 clock, how much CO2 we're emitting into the air. It's like
Teague, you're a serial entrepreneur. Even just your Tesla investment right off the rip made you a lot of money. What kind of things are you looking for when you make investments today? You still actively investing in startups and companies you deem fruitful? Like, what are you looking for?
Yep. The last investment I made into so there's public markets and there's private markets. And also, this is not investment advice either.
Nice disclaimer. Very good. Very good.
I look for industries that are going to change the future. I look for companies that are like just on the precipice of doing something big. I think space is a huge industry of the future. I think renewable energy, like another one that I invested in is NIO. I don't know if you guys know that car company.
Love that Matrix.
Yeah, invested in that at like $4 a share. Nice. I think it's at like 60 or something. Like electric cars and anything that has to do with the renewable energy ecosystem is going to be absolutely massive.
Yeah, that makes sense.
This is actually a pretty cool exercise that I suggest people do. This is how I decided what I wanted to focus my time on. My dad told me that, and he's a way better entrepreneur than me.
What did your dad create?
He started Alamo Rent-A-Car.
Oh, great.
Yep.
Yo, I rent from him all the time. I have a few questions and concerns.
He sold it in 96, dude. He started Nantucket Nectar, so he's been in food and beverage.
Wait, with Tom?
With Tom and Tom, yep. That's why I was at Nantucket Project.
Oh, wait, I didn't fucking know that.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
And then
that was a big sale.
And then he started a really cool one called theglobe.com, which was like kind of the first social network.
Your dad is Tom from MySpace. Is that what you're saying to me?
What's his net worth?
So he told me.
What's his net worth?
I don't even know what his net worth is. He told me to do this. He told me to do this exercise, right? Where he said you should write a full page or 2 pages on what your 5 passions are. And then you should write a full page or 2 on what you think the 5 biggest industries of the future are going to be. And then see what overlaps. And the 2 that overlapped were space exploration and renewable energy. And that's why, that's what I chose.
So your your dad is really
and my other passions were like sports, design, renewable energy, music, and like sports and music, cool. Like that's what I used to do before this. But the 5 biggest industries of the future, I think, are space, renewable energy, artificial intelligence, synthetic biology, kind of like what we're talking about with living to be 150. Mm-hmm. And then
shirtless selfies.
Yeah, shirtless selfies. Yeah.
Virtual reality. No.
Well, that's not. I don't think that's
bro. I could just gaming. I think that the fifth one. No, it's not.
The fifth one that I wrote down was decentralized. Was decentralized currency like cryptocurrency?
Oh my god! Sure, what a week for that, huh?
Yeah, well, seriously,
are you Bitcoined out? You're not. I'm out too. And what a shitty time to be out.
What a shitty time.
Jeff Sammy said 21,000 Bitcoin.
He got hacked like 20 grand.
You got smoked. We don't talk about that. Hey, man, you're doing, bro, only 20 grand. You're doing better than a lot of other people. There's a lot of big people that have been hit for Bitcoin investments, like in the multi millions, just gone. You wake up, you look in your wallet, and there's nothing there, bro.
You lose your code, you're locked out of here.
Yeah.
Crazy.
It's a dangerous world. It's like you trust the bank, which is honestly kind of scary to think about, but like you trust them. But like to have it just in the iClouds, like
the ether.
Well, it's just crazy too, because for the entire length of humanity, it would usually be old people like taking your money, like corporate people, the banks, like whatever, you know, mortgage companies. Now the kids that steal now it's kids. It's like 17, 16-year-old hackers I tell the story or think about it. Sometimes we'd be in the club and these kids would come in like 17 years old and drop 100,000 on bottles. One night, they're like,
Where'd you get that money?
They all got arrested.
They're all fucked completely. But they'd stolen millions in Bitcoin.
What club?
Hyde, Warwick, wherever. But they would come in and you'd see these trains come out and they were beating LeBron's trains, like of bottles. And I'm like, why is this kid? And they're pouring on the Richard Millies, you know, and doing all that shit. I'm like, yo, this kid.
Are you talking about the kid that got caught, by the way?
They all got caught.
They stole the money, though?
They were involved in one of the biggest Bitcoin heists. It was like, it was.
Because there are people that have also made
tens of millions of dollars. They're buying houses, cars, Lambos,
shit.
Everything.
Baller
and they're like 17 years old.
Yeah. You know the first Bitcoin transaction ever, right? This guy bought a pizza for Bitcoin. I think look up how much it was. I think it was like 30,000 Bitcoin for a pizza.
Really?
Now it's 1 Bitcoin.
Was it just to test it?
It was just like the first Instagram post ever. It was the founder's dog.
May 22nd, 2018 marks the 8-year anniversary of the first Bitcoin transaction. Bitcoin. In which a Florida man paid for 2 pizzas with the cryptocurrency. Yeah. Was the pizza good? It had to be. Oh, it's only Papa John's?
What Papa John's accepted the payment?
I think it was John himself.
Look at that. Celebrating the $80 million pizza.
I want pizza.
That order today.
What if that pizza wasn't good?
It's probably, Papa John's does use better ingredients.
It's actually a $200,000.
Better ingredients. Better pizza.
Papa John's.
That was back then. 10,000 times 21,000. Yeah, 200 million today. That was an old article.
Did you eat Papa John's? Are you racist?
I don't think that.
Yo, Mike, it was actually today the value is $210 million for that pizza.
Ironically, the same amount that dude got paid to paint the wall at Facebook.
Yep.
Also created a costume for Logan to wear in his backyard.
I love David Cho. I love David Cho more than any human.
Have you
planet.
Told that story before?
Yeah.
It's a great story. Because
he made cried when he saw the outfit
for Logan.
Yeah.
I've never seen, never seen him that happy in my life. Like ever. Like literally never in my life.
He's magical. He's a wizard, bro. He's on some otherworldly shit. He's great. You know what? He texted me, bro. I woke up one day, 8:30 a.m. text from David Cho, said, "You will win."
Just like that.
That was it.
Yes. Yeah, but that's also the guy who like.
No, stop talking. Okay. Nothing else matters. It said 3 very important words. You will win.
Did he whisper it like that?
That's how I interpreted it. It's all I needed to hear.
Oh, is it all lowercase?
Swear to God, it's all I needed to hear. This is some destiny.
Yo, where's
shit.
Where's the fight going down?
Who knows?
We need details.
And maybe in February maybe he gets all the text.
Never mind. I mean, technically,
I was wrong. You sneezed three times on my costume back.
I mean, technically, if you follow his directions in that text, then you're good. You know what I'm saying? All you got to do is that. Just go win.
Are you gonna be president? Is that for real?
Yeah. I think I want to be. Yeah.
Do you really want to be?
I really do want to be.
In what year?
2036.
You got to pick a different year, champ.
Wow, that's my year.
Yeah.
Fuck. I guess we'll maybe hey, we'll be running mates, dude.
That'd be crazy.
No, it's him and Jay.
Why do you want to be president?
I think I can do really good things for the world, dude.
Okay. Yeah. Would you post it on your Instagram?
Yeah.
He just wants
first a shirtless selfie from a president.
the first single shirtless selfie from a president.
Yeah. You could do it by then. I think the first.
Do you actually too want to be president, or were you just kidding?
It's an idea, but like, bro, all my shit is stupid fucking ideas, and then it happens. What the fuck,
so dude. Anything is possible, man.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sitting here. Seriously, I could be 40 years old and be like, I could probably do a better job than the people running this country. Yeah. And I would. And then I do
Mars.
It.
Yeah.
I want to go to Mars.
Rather
too.
Go to Mars.
Dude, that's like one of the main reasons that I want to be president is to put enough money, like funding behind NASA and SpaceX to go to Mars.
Okay. Question though. Why?
Nice.
Because I think that we need to be a multi-planetary species.
Why?
Because I think that an extinction, I mean, look. This is the perfect time to be talking about a possible extinction event. Like, how many people? Like, what's the death count up to by this epidemic?
Extinction of what? The human race?
Yeah, yeah.
No, we got bunkers. Listen, why do you want to go to Mars?
He's out of control, man.
Why do you want to go to Mars? Is there like a specific answer?
I think it's
like,
cool. I want to die on Mars.
Yeah, I don't want to die on Mars.
By the time I'm done with this planet, it'll go to the next one, see what's good.
I think that making humans a multi-planet, that's the only, you know.
Well, it's a great insurance.
If you're a human being that's not interested in like what's out there and like exploring and adventuring,
I gotta ask, that's like the core feeling
inside me. Just like that's how I started this company. I'm exploring in the middle of Bolivia. Like, who thought I would
be an explorer?
Like, yeah,
I guess I'm prodding you because I ask this question to people. If you had a $100 billion that right now you could dedicate to fixing our planet, creating renewable energy, fixing and getting rid of the pollution in the ocean, world peace, ending hunger and famine in third world countries, or exploring and traveling and establishing a base on another planet, which route would you take and why?
Base on another planet.
That just kind of destroyed your whole like thesis on saving this world, huh?
So there's two things, right? You look at what Elon Musk is doing. He has Tesla, which is creating renewable energy on Earth, which is saving this planet. And then he has SpaceX, which is looking at space exploration, right?
Yep.
The things that space exploration and NASA have given to us, like this, like communication, like the things that they have developed have made this planet insurmountably better.
They're just the byproducts.
Right? So, I mean, doing that will make this planet way, way better. I mean, think about what this planet would be like if we didn't have internet.
A lot more calming.
No. I laugh because like, man, 30 years ago, there were some people who could tell you what that was like. Yeah, right. They're called our parents. They know what that was like.
There's two of them
He's
on
like,
the show
think
right
about
now.
What it would be like.
We remember what it was like.
If there was no internet.
I actually remember the day somebody told me that their phone has internet and I didn't believe him. I was like, what are you talking about?
And
it was a sidekick. He slid it up and he was like, yo, it says internet. I was like, what the fuck are you talking about?
I remember the time.
And the razor.
Yep.
Nextel was my thing. Remember the Nextel?
The Nokia. I had the Nokia.
That was Snake, the game Snake. Yeah. The thing is, your space exploration, and if you wanted to dump $100 billion into it, like Logan said, is... Once again, I look at it the same way as I look at CRISPR. Like right now, there's only so far your 100 billion can go. Like you can't just snap in with 100 billion. People are putting the $100 billion in already. We're capped by our ability to produce the technology to facilitate such activities. You know what I'm saying? Like we still know nothing about space.
How are you gonna react? We know one thing I'm about to say. How are you gonna react when you go in the rocket for the first time, you head up to space and you see that the Earth is actually just a disc?
with a filament. A
flat Earth.
Yes. Yeah. Like, what are you going to say when, like, your entire thesis?
You were flat Earth for a while, right?
No. three days by default because we had to film a movie.
You and Kyrie Irving.
Yo, we showed him in our mockumentary. Yeah. No, the Earth isn't flat. And I part of the reason I want to go to Mars, I want to just get up there and be like, those fucking morons.
No,
this whole time.
The Earth's not flat, man. At this point,
what if it's a triangle?
It's a pear shape. Yeah. Oblong. It's oblong.
At this point, I'm not so sure there's an Earth at all.
You know what
I'm saying?
Are we living in the Matrix?
No, but here's the thing, man. If you go up into space right now, I think you might just go off of like the map.
It's an ellipsoid.
You end up in a white space.
Yes, it's like a teardrop. Here, I have a picture.
All the way back.
This is what the Earth is shaped like.
Even though all the videos we've seen say otherwise.
With the stem on the top. No, but really, it's an ellipsoid. This is the Earth. An oblate spheroid. I gotta go eat lunch, dude.
Oh, yeah. I'm starving.
This is all I got.
That was fun.
Bro, Teague, appreciate you. Appreciate you for coming on Impulsive.
Appreciate you guys for having me.
Likewise. Congrats to Lewis. He won the Tesla. That's incredible.
Lewis.
You guys can follow Teague on Instagram at Teague Egan. He's going to save the world. He's going to make us all live to 150. You can go to Vida Eterna in Puerto Rico. Hit that subscribe button. If you're not subscribed, we'll see you next time on Impulsive. Take it easy. Bye.